This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
On Joy.
Oh my God, you guys. Legally Blonde, the musical, is coming to Chapel Office Chapel in a couple of weeks. And we are here with the star of the show, Sam Hagen. Welcome to Joy.
Yay, thanks for having me.
Yay. Yay. Yeah, well, now I finally get to see what Mikey's like when there's a girl in the office. It's the first time he's started.
Throw me under the bus. I'm going in 2 weeks and I thought I'd get like this absolute well-treated.
And he's blushing.
Look at that. Sheen on his forehead. Oh,
I'm
my God.
I'm always sheeny on my forehead.
You were not sheeny 5 minutes ago. But anyway, you, Sam Hagen, will be playing Elle Woods, the part originally played by Reese Witherspoon.
Correct.
In the movie. What drew you to the role?
Oh, I mean, not only the movie, but just I'm a musical theatre fiend myself. So I saw the show, I can't even remember how old I was. I would have been maybe 13 or 14. I was lucky enough to go to New York and I went and saw it. And not specifically for the show, but I went there on a holiday with my dance school and we were doing a whole bunch of competitions and whatnot. And so we kind of got to choose like one or two shows. And I was like, I have to go and see Legally Blonde because I loved the movie growing up. And I thought Reese Witherspoon was just brilliant in that. And then I saw the show and was like, oh my God, I have to play that part. And so when this came up and they were like, oh, there's, you know, an opportunity and there's an audition for you to come in and read for Elle, and before the sentence was even finished, I was like, yes, please, I'd really like time, like just immediately. And, you know, luckily it worked in my favour and here we are.
Oh my. Yeah. Well, it's such an amazing show and there's so much in it. I mean, the bend and snap, you've got the choreography with the skipping ropes.
Oh, I love
ropes.
The bend and snap. Yes. That's the best part.
Yeah. What's your favourite part?
I think my favourite song in the show at the beginning of Act Two, there's this song called Take It Like a Man, which is where Elle takes Emmett, who's one of the other characters in the show, shopping. And it's just this like whole montage between the two characters of them, like she's dressing him up and he's like, huh, I don't like that shirt. I don't know what's going on. I've never gone shopping before. And it's kind of just like Elle in her element and, you know, doing wonderful things. And Emmett's just kind of along for the ride and just a nice little, you know, cute little number that I think...
Feel good, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the song's got me there, Take It Like a Man. I mean, we haven't used that line once or twice in our life. But look, you do have top billing on the show as Elle, but let's be honest, the true star of the show, of course, is going to be Bruiser, Elle's little dog.
Yeah. I know.
Have you been rehearsing with the dogs
yet?
Yeah,
we have. We had an audition day, actually, maybe, I want to say about 2 months ago, but it was just like... Oh yeah, I died. Our producer James Terry was like, "So we just need to make sure that, you know, the dog actually wants to interact with you, because of course I have to hold it and get it to come and, you know, into bags and carry it around, and it can't be like wriggling around and not like me." So he was like, "So we're just going to get you in the space and we'll get all the dogs there." And I rock up and there's like 15 Dachshunds, because we've you know, the show's set in 2019 now. And we were like, "We're going to have a trendy dog for Bruiser," so we've swapped out the Chihuahua for a Dachshund.
My Chihuahua will be very upset to know she's not trendy.
I was going to say, Chihuahuas are ever not trendy.
But, you know, when you think about the era, it's like you think of Paris
now.
Hilton.
Yeah,
you know,
of
with
course.
That's, and so we've upgraded. So,
right.
But it was just me in this room, like, trying to hold 15 dogs on a lead, being like, okay, great. But in the inside, I was just going absolutely nuts. And so the two, you know, we've got two Bruisers, which will be sharing the role, one called Duke and one called Taco, which is just adorable.
Who's your favourite? Come on, let's spill it now. Which one's doing a better job remembering the lines?
No, yeah. They're both really good, actually. Like, Taco's a therapy dog, and so he's, you know, really, but she's really chill and just kind of, you know, very happy. And Duke's our George Clooney silver fox, so he's very well behaved and, you know, knows how to do bark on cue and this and everything else. They've both got, you know, great favourites.
It's the first one. But, you know, as soon as you've got to, like, point out that it's a silver fox, you're like, yeah, not the first one.
No, he's adorable.
Taco one.
So other than the puppies, who else is joining you on the stage?
We have, the cast is insane. It's a cast of 20. I'm the person I have only just started working with is Evan Lever, who's also playing Emmett. He's just finished doing Muriel's Wedding. And Joshua Furman is playing my Warner, who's my love interest at the beginning of the show.
Oh, he's cute.
Yeah, he's, yeah. How hard's my job? Then there's, like, you know, I've got the whole host of Delta New women, and there's so many people in this cast, and every single person is so talented. Mikey Ralph, who's our director and choreographer, just did the most wonderful job casting the show. It's brilliant.
Well, obviously, he got you. That was something.
Well, let me tell you, you're gorgeous. You know, look, you're going to put Reese to shame.
Well, I don't know. Reese Witherspoon's Reese Witherspoon, but
well, it is. Like, obviously, you're going to have to teach us the bend and snap when we go and have a photo.
Correct.
But it is one of those interesting things. Legally Blonde is part of our conversation now. Like, you've got a daughter who's a doctor,
yep.
And Tom, mm-hmm. I'm pointing at people. I'm pointing, but it's like it was that kind of whole thing where, and she's a beautiful girl who's mm-hmm. a doctor, and that was a Legally Blonde thing to remind people. Sorry, that was just my own little thought.
No, but
there,
you're right. It wasn't about your looks. It's not about, you know, get out there and do it.
Yeah.
Don't spend your life worrying about
a
man.
But I also think that's why this show resonates with so many people, because all of these things and all of these, you know, issues that were happening when this movie were made are still relatively present, you know, and there's still people that, you're a lawyer. Oh, so you're a doctor. And it's like, you know, this show speaks to a lot of people because it's just about, you know, a woman who happens to be beautiful and happens to be attractive and wears really nice shoes, who is very smart and very, very intelligent and is constantly sort of being
when she figures out the guy's, you know, must be gay because of his, you know, he comments on her last season's Prada and she goes, and I thought, I love this.
Yeah, it's a great moment in the show.
We can't wait to see it. And it's here for a good time and not a long time. Mm-hmm. It's on Chapel Off Chapel for only 2 weeks. And it's from the 23rd of November to the 8th of December. I can't see it. I'm going to be away. Oh, I'm so sad.
Oh, no.
I know. But for more information, you can grab your tickies. You can go to legallyblondemusical.com.au. Sam Hagen, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, guys.
We can't wait. We'll see you there.
Michael. Wake up with Tom and Mikey. Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.